business, tourism, the revamping of most lodges and campsites that were adversely affected by floods in the Masai Mara Game Reserve has been completed in readiness for the high peak tourist season that starts in July. Masai Mara Game Reserve is popular with tourists yearning to see the famous Big Five and the spectacular wildebeest migration expected to occur soon, as has been happening over the years. Following the heavy rains early in the year, 12 lodges and tented campsites at Masai Mara Game Reserve were destroyed by heavy floods after some rivers burst their banks. For instance, Pride Inn Mara Camp Hotel, that was among those destroyed by floods, has fully resumed operations and staff are busy registering bookings. The hotel's manager Fiaz Ahmed said that the facility has undergone renovations and was now operating fully, regretting that the facility incurred over $20 million loss due to flooding. Masai dances welcoming visitors at Pride Inn Camp Hotel. Speaking to the press at the facility's compound Saturday, Fiaz added that due to the increase in demand by tourists, they are putting up more accommodation units that they expect to be complete by mid-July. On his part, the hotel's front office supervisor Joseph Kaleku concurred that business had normalized and regretted, "We have never experienced such in the past." River Talik burst its bank at midnight following the heavy rains upstream, affecting the operations at the lodge and forcing us to evacuate some of the visitors we had that time. Kaleku thanked the camp management together with the government for helping the community during the flooding disaster. He assured that the hotel has rooms and suites surrounded by colorful gardens and offers a variety of accommodation services, including cottages and villas. Both international and domestic tourists flock the park to experience the eighth wonder of the world, the wild beast migration that occurs from July to September every year.